We're doing the Shat Aran. We're up to the 11th speech, page Taf Yud Tet. And the Ran had said that the Beis Din, they had a job in general to deal with the needs of the people, to keep them spiritual people. And they were not supposed to deal with fixing the social problems. That was the king's job. But sometimes they had no choice and that fell on them. But that wasn't their prime job. And here, says the Ran, we reach an important question that people have of why. What did the Jews do wrong by asking for a king? What was wrong with that? A lot of the Rishonim, the early commentaries, ask, we have a mitzvah to appoint a king. So what was wrong? Why were the Jewish people punished and rebuked for asking for a king? The Pasuk says, Ki tavo la'aretz, you come into the land of Israel, v'amalta, sim alai melech. You'll say, let me set up a king. V'amru chazal, our sages said, she'achad mishalosh mitzvot shenitzvu Yisrael b'chnisatam la'aretz. Our sages say there were three mitzvot when we entered the land of Israel. One of them was to appoint a king. Im ken, ma pishamu, ma chatatam to them. What did the Jews do wrong? Ka'asher sha'alu, when they asked to have a king. Aval al da'ati shukach, the Ran says, I think the issue is as follows. Shehem ratzu she'ikar ha'mishpat b'ma she'ben adam l'chavero, yenimshach mitzad ha'malchut. What they were asking for was not only a king. They said, let's have a king who will take over the responsibilities of the courts. They thought, we will take a king, and he will be responsible for our dealings with man and his fellow man. That's different. We just described, the court is responsible for the general dealings between man and his fellow man. The king is responsible for filling in the gaps to ensure society runs smoothly. They wanted to take away all the power from the courts. And that's why the Pasuk describes, all the elders gathered, they went to Shmuel, to where he lived on the Ramah. And they said to him, you've become an old man. Your kids are not going in your footsteps. Your kids are not traveling around and judging us. We want you to appoint a king to judge us like all the nations have. What I think it means, says the Ran, is as follows. They said, we're much better off as a society, having a king make the decisions, than the courts. That's what they were telling him. You're an old man, Shmuel. You can't judge us anymore. Your kids, they will not be able to uplift the people to the point where we will be God's people through their judging. They're not going in your footsteps. They said, give us a king. He will judge us, and the king will take over your job as a shofet. The king will take over your children's job. The king will take over the job of the court. That's why they said, put upon us a king that will judge us like all the nations, like all the nations. That the king will also be responsible for the social structure. And that's not the king's job. The king's job is to fill in the gaps. But the social structure is the structure the Torah gave through a court. They were in grave error here, Kivnei Shmuel, because when we look at the sons of Shmuel, even though they were not as pious as their father, nonetheless, they did not destroy the justice system, as the Talmud tells us in Tractate Shabbos, we learned it, Amar Rabbi Shmuel ben Nachman, Amar Rabbi Yonatan, we're taught, Kol haomer b'nei Shmuel chatuin o la toeh. Anyone who says his children transgressed is in error. It's not true. When it says they didn't go in his footsteps, it means they weren't as great as him, but they weren't sinners. So what does it mean? Why does the Pasuk says that they took bribes? It means they weren't like their father. Shmuel used to travel throughout the land and judge people, and they didn't do that. The Gemara says they stayed in their own city. They thought we'll help the economy down south. And so they stayed there. They figured then everyone will come down here and it'll help the economy. That was a mistake. But they weren't destroying the justice system. When it says they took bribes, it means this thought of helping the economy in the south bribed them. It made them misjudge their responsibility as judges. Their responsibility was to travel and ensure the society was where it's supposed to be. Ensure that the society was running correctly. They shouldn't have thought, we'll help the economy down here. That's a bribe. Don't think of people's money in the south. Your job as a judge is to think of the whole country's retaining its level in observance of Torah and mitzvot, and that they didn't do. So that's why the Torah calls it they were bribed, but they were good. So they could have and they should have judged the people, and the people would have been where they should have been. Am Yisrael was so focused on their needs, they said, let's change the whole system the Torah gave us. When Am Yisrael asks for a king, they're destroying the system of the Torah. And that's where we'll pick up over here, that the Ran is saying, according to my explanation, that the king is just there to fill the gaps, but the social structure is the responsibility of the courts. That's what Am Yisrael was attempting to undo in their mistake, and that's why Hashem was upset at their request. This is where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next week.